The Salt Lake Tribune names its Utahns of the Year. Several Utah cities designate city parks as Christmas tree drop-off zones. And the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance moves forward with a lawsuit against the Bureau of Land Management. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, December 27th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bonas. Good morning. The Salt Lake Tribune chose the group Mormons Building Bridges as its Utahns of the Year this week. The group was recognized for organizing dozens of Latter-day Saints to march in Salt Lake City's Gay Pride Parade last summer. Erica Munson is one of the group's founders. She says an increasing understanding of LGBT issues is spreading through the church, even at her home ward in Sandy.
I have seen in my congregation when I make a comment in a Sunday school class or whatever, not everybody may agree with me, but they let me say what I want to say. And often after I say it quietly, other people will come up to me and say, thank you for saying that. I so agree with what you said. So as more and more of us are willing to speak up, I think it will give other people the courage to do so.
Munson applauds the church's recent efforts to reach out to its gay members, particularly with the new website, mormonsandgays.org.
Starting today, West Valley City is offering their residents an easy and convenient way to dispose of their Christmas trees. The city has designated two parks where residents can drop off their discarded trees for free: City Park on 4400 West and 3400 South, and the West View Park at 6020 West and 4100 South. West Valley City Public Relations Director Aaron Krim says that all the trees they collect will then be recycled.
So we take them and turn them into mulch and either use that mulch in city parks on city properties, or it goes back into the ground.
He also says that before you bring your tree, make sure to remove all the decorations. Residents can drop their trees off from now until January 12th. Park City has a similar tree recycling program with signs directing residents to the drop-off area. In Orem, residents can drop off trees at most of the city's parks. Salt Lake City will pick up Christmas trees from the curb starting January 7th.
The Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance filed new court papers last week to move its case ahead against six resource management plans adopted by the Bureau of Land Management at the end of the Bush administration. The new filings focus on the RMP for the Richfield Field Office, an area that SUA lawyer Steve Block says includes some of Utah's most spectacular country.
Places like the Dirty Devil, Factory Butte, the Henry Mountains, Muddy Creek, so the southern end of the San Rafael Swell. You know, really some of the heart of Red Rock country and the places that people travel to Utah to visit from all around the country and from all around the world.
The original case goes back to filings in 2008 and 2010. It was transferred from Washington, D.C. to a federal district court in Utah, where Block says all the parties to the lawsuit got together to try and move it ahead.
There are lots of interveners in this lawsuit. There's the state of Utah, several counties, school trust lands, several offered vehicle groups, several energy companies.
SUA and the other plaintiffs argue the BLM put too high a priority on off-road vehicle use and energy development in the Richfield plan, ignoring other federal requirements to study those issues. He says the way this case turns out could lead to settlements covering all the resource management plans. He expects the case to get a hearing before Judge Dale Kimball this summer.
A chief lawyer for the Utah Office of Education says the effort to arm teachers is a horrible, terrible, no good, rotten idea. Carol Lear says teachers could be overpowered for their guns or misfire or cause an accidental shooting. More than 200 Utah teachers are expected to pack a convention hall today for free concealed weapons training in the aftermath of the Connecticut school shooting. Mayor Ralph Becker and other community leaders will dedicate a grove of trees at the Salt Lake City Cemetery this afternoon in memory of the victims of the Connecticut school shooting. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the ceremony is planned for 2 this afternoon at the corner of Inn Street and 4th Avenue. The dedication will be followed by a candlelight vigil. Two men who were overdue on a snowmobiling trip in the Uintas were found safe last night. The Salt Lake Tribune reports family members reported them missing Wednesday afternoon. Searchers weren't able to use a helicopter because of bad weather. Search teams found them later. They'd had to abandon their snowmobiles and were trying to walk out of the Lambert Meadows area east of Camas. The Brian Head Ski Resort in southern Utah is under new ownership. The deal was finalized last Thursday. The price was not disclosed. It had been marketed for about $34 million in April of 2010, and the price was reduced to $29 million a couple of months later. Last March, it was put into receivership with Wells Fargo Bank. A 6-year-old boy from Fountain Green died after a sledding accident in Fairview Canyon last weekend. San Pete County deputies say Drake Gideon Cox hit a tree and suffered a head injury. A funeral service is planned for today in Moroni. A man who claimed diplomatic immunity when he was stopped by police will go to prison after pleading guilty to obstruction of justice. The U.S. Attorney's Office is recommending a 3-year prison sentence for Harvey Goff. Court documents show Goff was stopped by police about 2 years ago. After claiming immunity, he sent bills to police and other officials demanding $53 trillion in damages. When those were ignored, he filed liens on 77 parcels of land in Weber County. Some of them were the personal property of government officials. A federal judge will sentence Goff on March 18th. And finally, the Orem Fire Department is donating an ambulance to a city in Peru. The Daily Herald reports the vehicle will go to a town on the northwestern coast of Peru that doesn't have an ambulance. Peruvian Honorary Consul David Utrilla says the donation will help save lives. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, December 27th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.